welcome to Good TV and welcome to our series on spiritual freedom.
欢迎大家今天收看我们好消息电视台，我们这个新的系列叫做自由。
We're going to be sharing with you today on a topic called How Evil Spirits Enter and Impact People.
我们会在这个系列里面讲到一个邪灵怎么样进入到人的生命里头，然后影响整个人。
During the series, we want to explain how people can be set free from tormenting spirits.
而且在这系列里头也会讲到一个人要怎么样帮助他从邪灵里的辖制得到释放。
So we're going to look first of all in the book of Genesis chapter 1.
那首先呢，我们一开始我们先从创世纪第一章。
And we read in verse 26,
从二十六节里面看到,
we're going to look at the design of man,
他会讲到神对人的创造,
how man fell and the consequences of it.
然后再来讲到人的一些的感受, 然后最后他们所面对到的后果。
In Genesis 1 verse 26,
在一章二十六节,
God said, let us make man in our image and likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, all the earth, and every creeping thing,that creeps on the earth.
上帝说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上一切所爬的昆虫。
So notice as we read down in chapter 2 verse 7,
然后我们再来看第二章的第七节。
It says, the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
耶和华上帝用他用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
So we understand that man is made in the image of God.
所以从这边我们看到，人是按照神的形象造的。
God is a spirit being.
神他是个灵。
And man is made in His image.
那人既然是照他的形象造。
So you and I are spirit beings.
所以你我都是一个属灵人。
We have a part of us which is called a spirit.
我们在这个人里头有一个部分叫做灵
capable of relating intimately with God
这个灵能够让我们跟神有亲密的关系
capable of connecting to the spiritual realm
也让透过这个灵让我们能够进入到灵界
we have a soul, a mind, will and emotions
然后在一个人里头还有一个魂的部分它包括我们的意志力情感
and we live inside a physical body
然后这两个部分 住在一个肉体躯壳里
so we were formed by the very hand of God
那我们这一切都是按照神它由神
God breathed His Spirit into us.
然后神把他的灵吹向我们。
When the first Adam woke up,
当这个第一个亚当他醒过来
the first thing he experienced,
那他第一个所经历到的
was a loving father.
就是一个充满慈爱的天父。
The hands of a loving God touching him.
那这一个神他用慈爱的手触摸他。
The voice of a loving God speaking to him.
还有这位充满慈爱的神对他说话。
He looked into the eyes of a loving father.
所以这个亚当他是看着这个慈爱的神的双眼。
And he felt the warmth and the touch of a loving father.
所以他整个全人感受到这位充满慈爱的父神触摸他。
God made man to stand as his son and representative in the earth.
神他起初造人的时候就是要让他在地上作为他的一个代言人，然后就像他儿子的身份。
God made us to represent him.
那神是要造人来代表他。
Only a son can properly represent his father.
那我们知道，只有儿子才能够完完全全代表他的父亲。
So he formed us to be his sons, his children.
所以他造我们就是要成为他的儿子。
Relating to him as a loving father.
然后是一个像跟父子之间的关系来跟他连接。
Who would provide for our needs.
然后他能够为我们供应一切的需要。
And protect us.
然后保护我们。
And man was called to represent God.
人呼召就是要在地上成为他的代言人
father,
要代表我们的天父
to reflect what he is like,
能够彰显出他的样式
and also to govern the earth on his behalf.
同样也为了代表神在地上来治理一切
and so man was given power and authority to do this.
所以从一开始的时候人就被授予这样的一些的权柄来治理
That's how you're designed.
那这就是你受造起初的样式
You have a physical body,
你有一个身体
with physical senses,
然后再有这种身体的各种感官
and you can connect to a physical world.
然后你跟这个大自然的环境是连接的
You have a spirit,
然后里面有一个灵
and you are able to connect to the spirit world.
让你这个灵能够跟灵界相通
to see and to hear and to feel and experience things of the invisible spirit world around us.
透过这个灵能够去感受到用我们这个灵里面的五官去感受到灵界所有一切的事情
God's plan for man
那神对人的计划
was it would be his son on the earth
就是要我们在地上成为他的儿子
representing what he's like
代表他能够活出他的样式。
Being the connector between heaven and earth.
成为天跟地之间的一个连接的管道。
And by relationship with our Father.
那最主要是透过我们跟天父的关系。
Bringing his life and power and wisdom and creativity into the earth.
好让他的生命、他的创造力、他的所有一切的权柄能力透过我们释放出来。
But something happened in that original situation.
那这些呢都是在起初创造的时候神他就预备好要做。
And we realize and we find in the book of Genesis chapter 3.
那可是我们来看创世纪第三章
How man violated the position of responsibility and trust God had given him.
那就看到人呢是怎么样的，他违背了神他所创造的这一切的次序，以及违背了神的命令。
And we'll see how it happened in the book of Genesis chapter 3.
所以我们来看创世纪第三章。
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field the Lord had made.
从第一节开始，耶和华上帝所造的唯有 蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。
And he spoke to the woman, Has God said you shall not eat every tree of the garden?
蛇对女人说，上帝岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
And the woman said to the serpent, We can eat of the tree of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God said you shall not eat it nor touch it lest you die.
第二节，女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，上帝曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。”
For God knows, in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened; you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为上帝知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如上帝能知道善恶。”
And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes and desirable to make one wise, she took the fruit and ate.And gave it to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫吃，她丈夫也吃了。
So Adam had a home, a place that he lived.
在那个时候，亚当他其实有一个像家的地方让他居住。
The Bible tells us God had prepared a garden for him.
就是在圣经里面讲到的伊甸园
It's often known as the Garden of Eden.
那就是我们所熟悉的伊甸园
It was a beautiful place that he could call home.
那这个伊甸园非常的美丽，所以让可以当作这个亚当的家
Where he lived under the blessing of his father.
换句话说是活在天父的这样的祝福当中
But he was commanded both to nurture and cultivate that home.
那神也命令他们这个亚当夏娃他们要好好的来整个照顾整个园子
And also protect it.
而且要保护整个园子
When the Bible talks here about the serpent,
但是圣经里面讲到蛇
It's talking about a demonic spirit called Satan.
这个蛇它比喻的它其实代表的就是邪灵撒旦
Satan envied Adam.
撒旦他非常嫉妒亚当
Satan felt a great injustice over what God had done in making Adam ruler over his creation.
因为当撒旦他看到神他创造了人然后对神所拥有的那个计划他非常的不平
So he came to destroy what God had established.
所以他就定义他要来毁坏所有神他所定义要成就的一切
He didn't approach Adam directly, he approached his wife Eve.
但是撒旦呢他并不是直接找亚当而是先去找夏娃
And he began to sow lies into her.
然后开始对夏娃说谎
God had given clear instructions.
一开始神已经给清楚的指示。
I give you freedom to eat all of the trees.
他说园中里面所有的果子你都可以吃。
But that one tree, do not eat of that tree.
但是唯独有一棵树的果子不可以吃。
In other words, honor and respect me and the boundaries I set.
换句话说，神是在告诉人说，你要来尊荣我所为你定下的规范。
But if you violate the boundaries,
可是你如果违背我的命令
and eat the fruit of that tree,
然后去就是吃那棵树的果子
in the day you eat, you will die.
那你在吃那棵树果子的那一天，你就会死。
So when the serpent came to the woman,
那当蛇他来找女人
he brought three lies.
他就讲了三个谎。
And we will find that his pattern of attacking and entering people.
那从他这个地方，我们找到他对人。
我给他弄你。
Always involves lies.
一定都是从谎言开始。
Always involves deception.
也一定是从欺谎开始。
The first lie he put out was that God can't be trusted.
第一个谎言就是说，你真的可以完全相信神吗？
God can't be trusted to look after your good.
就是你可以相信神真的会来照管你吗
？The second lie he brought out.
第二个谎言是
is that there's no consequences of sin.
就是罪不会有任何的后果。
You can do what you want and there won't be a consequence.
你可以做你爱做的事情，也不会有任何的后果。
And the third lie he brought out.
第三个谎言
you need to rely on yourself to get ahead and succeed.
就是你要靠自己的努力才有办法成功飞黄腾达。
Those were the three lies he presented.
这是撒旦当初所讲的三个谎言。
You can't trust God.
第一个，你不能信靠神。
He's not interested in your welfare.
他对你这个人的生活一点都不关心。
Secondly, you can do what you want. There's no consequences.
第二个是你可以照你想做的去做，也不会有任何的后果。
And thirdly, if you want to get ahead, you need to rely on yourself and do what you want to.
第三个就是你的人生如果要成功，就必须靠自己来努力。
And he still uses the same strategy.
到今天，他还是用同样的策略。
To sow into the hearts of people.
对人的心里。开始撒种
lies that God does not love you or care about you.
他就是说谎，说神他不爱你，也不在乎你。
And that you can't trust him.
那你也不能相信他。
Secondly, that you can violate the laws God set in place and have no consequences.
那第二个就是呢，你不用去在乎神他对你的命令，你就去尽情去做要做的，不会有任何后果。
Thirdly, you need to rely on yourself if you want to get ahead.
那第三个就是你就是要靠你自己的。要不断的很努力才能够成功。
The consequences of the fall or the sin of Adam were horrendous.
那我们就发现到整个亚当夏娃他们所犯的罪带来的后果是不得了的。
What he did had consequences that could not have been foreseen.
他所犯下的那一个罪带来的那个后果是他当初没有办法预料的。
Let's read about them in the Bible.
我们来从圣经看那个后果。
The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
第三章七节，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编织裙子。
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife.Hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
天起了凉风，耶和华上帝在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见上帝的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华上帝的面。
And the Lord God called Adam and said, "Adam, where are you?"
耶和华上帝呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
And so he said, "I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and so I hid myself."
他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”
So you notice that a number of things happened when Adam and Eve sinned.
从这一段里头，我们就看到他们犯罪之后，就一连串发生一些事情。
Immediately they became self-conscious.
第一个是他们马上就有那种自我意识。
They had been covered with the glorious presence of God.
在这之前，他们是一直有神的荣耀做遮盖。
Now it had lifted off them.
但是现在这整个荣耀离开他们。
And they became conscious of their own identity and nakedness.
他们开始就发现到自己的整个赤身露体的状况。
They became self-conscious.
他们有那种自我意识出现。
Instead of conscious of God.
而不是去意识。到神荣耀的同在。
They become aware of themselves.
他们开始更感觉到，更去专注在自己。
They also experience some very painful emotions they'd never experienced.
然后也在同时之间，在情感情绪上有开始经历到他们之前没有的痛苦。
They felt the pain of guilt.
第一个痛苦就是内疚感。
Something's wrong with me. I've done something wrong.
觉得说我做错了什么事情，我好像有一些不对劲。
They felt shame.
然后第三个就是再来一个就是羞愧。
There's something wrong with me, I'm unacceptable.
我觉得我这个人有一点有不好的地方，所以不会被人接纳。
They felt fear.
再来一个就是害怕。
The fear they'd be rejected.
害怕被人拒绝。
And so they did what people have always done since then.
所以他们就有了跟我们大多数人都有的这种反应。
They concealed themselves from one another.
就是第一个，他们先彼此之间开始就封闭了。他们就想要远离对方。
And the wall of loving intimacy that had been there before, the openness to be intimate,
那本来是能够很容易的产生亲密关系的，现在有了一堵墙。
Was replaced with the wall of hiding.
他们现在就借由一个想要躲避的那道墙，就让大家的关系疏远。
And then they hid and hid themselves from God.
所以他们也来躲避神。
The entrance of sin into the world.
那当这个罪进入到世界
，caused sickness.
那就产生疾病
death,
还有死亡
，poverty.
贫穷。
Yeah, all kinds of oppression.
还有各式各样的压制压迫。
All kinds of wars.
各样的这种战争。
All kinds of conflict.
还有各种的冲突矛盾。
By disobeying God.
那这一切是因为违背神。
Their relationship with God was broken.
那我们人跟神的关系遭到破坏。
The authority that He had entrusted them was taken away, and now demonic spirits had it.
本来神赋予人的那个权柄也被拿走，然后撒旦就可以进来攻击我们。
Adam lost his relationship with God as a loving father.
那就像亚当，他失去了这位天父跟天父之间慈爱的关系。
He lost his authority and power to overcome evil spirits.
他也失去了能够胜 胜过撒旦、胜过邪灵的这种权柄和能力。
And he now became a spiritual orphan in the world.
他现在就成为在世上的一个孤儿的灵。
Instead of living in the presence of a loving father,
而没有办法一直活在这个慈爱的天父的保护底下。
He now became a spiritual orphan.
他现在在灵里头成为孤儿。
On his own.
完全要靠自己
struggling to provide,
那要很努力的才能够得以养活自己
focusing on how he could get himself ahead,
不断的就想着我要怎么样才能成功
no longer trusting God,
没有办法再信靠神
and experiencing the consequences of sin,
不断的再去面对到他当初犯罪的那个后果
Adam's sin opened the way for the whole of this worldto come under oppression by demonic spirits.
就因为当初亚当所犯的罪，以至于整个后面的世人，他就一直都要去面对他这个罪带来的后果。
And no one is exempt from that.
没有一个人类可以脱离那样的后果。
When you are born into this world,
当你从出生那一天开始
you are born into a place that's a spiritual war zone.
你就是已经是诞生在一个在灵里头的一个战场上
In the invisible spirit world,
那是一个肉眼看不见的属灵世界
Invisible spirit beings who hate you,
那在这个灵界里头呢就有很多的这个灵是憎恨你的
how they can destroy your life.
然后这些邪灵就不断的要想尽办法要来摧毁你的生命
But God who loves you,
但是这位爱你的神
wants to reach out to you,
他总是想要来得着你
and bring deliverance and freedom from this.
要释放你的生命
No is exempt from this pressure.
所以首先没有一个人能够逃脱这样的一个压迫。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2,
在这个新约圣经以弗所书二章二节
Satan is called the prince of the power of the air.
把这个撒旦讲得很清楚，他是空中执政的。
That spirit being that works among all people.
他是一个灵的权势，他是不断的在影响人。
And determines or influences the course of the world's events.
然后他这个空中执政的呢，他也在主导整个世界的各个的一个整个走向。
In the book of Peter, or 1 Peter 5 and verse 8,
在这个彼得前书第五章的第八节
Peter is writing to Christians.
这是彼得他写给教会的信。
And he says, be sober.
他说：“你们要清醒，要警醒。
Be vigilant.
你们要警醒、谨慎。
Or in other words, be spiritually alert.
这个警醒、谨慎是属灵的部分。
Because your adversary,
他讲说你的敌人
，your adversary, the devil,
你的敌人邪灵
，prowls like a roaring lion.
他们就像是遍地吼叫的狮子
，seeking whom he may devour.
总是要寻找可吞吃的。
So he says, resist them steadfastly in faith.
所以他说你要坚定，你要坚定的信心，要抵挡他。
Knowing that the same kinds of pressures are experienced.By everyone in this world.
然后，并且要知道你现在所面对到这样的一个抵挡压迫，也是所有人都在面对的。
So when Paul is writing, so when Peter is writing his letter,
所以当彼得在写这个书信的时候
，he's saying that the whole world experiences this kind of pressure.
他指的是整个全世界，整个世人都在面对这样的压迫。
Evil spirits manipulating people and events.
就是整个邪灵呢，他在操控人类，还有操控很多的事件。
But God through Jesus Christ,
但是我们的神在耶稣基督里
gives us the ability again to overcome these things.
重新的把这个能力赐给我们，让我们能够抵挡这样的一个权势。
Let's have a look at the ministry of Jesus.
我们现在一起来看耶稣他当时的
事工。It's found in 1 John 3 and verse 8.
这个是在约翰一书。
I want to look at three aspects.
我们要来看三个部分。
Firstly, the purpose of his ministry.
首先是他的这个事工的目的。
Secondly, the power behind his ministry.
再来就是看到他事工背后的力量。
And then thirdly, an example of his ministry.
再来就是看他事工所示范给我们的。
In 1 John 3 chapter and verse 8.
那我们来看约翰一书第三章八节。
In the second part of the verse, it said, For this person, purpose was the Son of God manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
他讲到神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
When Jesus came into this world,
当耶稣他来到这世上
，God was declaring to everyone,
神就向所有世人宣告
，He has not changed his purpose or design,
就是要告诉大家，他从来没有改变他的计划。
He is still going to have a son representing him in the earth,
而且他仍然要在这地上有一个儿子能够代表他。
He will have a son who will represent him.
他要有一个儿子是能够完全代表他
And who will bring heaven to earth.
这个儿子能够把天国的一切来显现在地上
And subdue and have dominion over demonic spirits.
好让我们能够看到我们能够来胜过这个邪灵
That son is firstly Jesus Christ.
那首先他指的这个儿子就是耶稣基督
The Bible says Jesus is the express image of God.
圣经里面有讲到说耶稣他就是整个神的形象。
So when we look at the life of Jesus Christ,
换句话说当我们来看耶稣基督的一生
we see God's intention for man.
我们就可以看得到神对人的心意。
That we would have a relationship with God as Father,
也让我们能够跟这位神有一个像父子之间的关系。
That we would reveal what God is like,
也能够去看到神他的整个他想要的样子。
And that we would bring the power of God into this world which is under the influence of evil spirits.
也能够把神的整个大能带到这地上然后来影响这世界。
So Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
所以我们看到神的儿子他显现他来就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
To destroy something,
他要除灭一些东西。
You first have to uncover it.
那你必须要先受到遮盖。
Then you need the power and authority to prevail over it.
然后接下来你需要有权柄和能力来才能够去做这种摧毁的工作。
So Jesus came to uncover the hidden spirit world.
所以耶稣他先来揭露所有一切邪灵的这个作为。
And to demonstrate the power of God given to him to subdue the demons.
接下来他就能够来彰显出神给他的权柄 和大能才能够来摧毁魔鬼的作为。
In Acts chapter 10 and verse 38,
那我们看到使徒行传第十章三十八节。
It says, God anointed Jesus of Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power.
讲到说神他用圣灵还有大能来膏抹他的儿子耶稣基督。
And he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil.
然后让耶稣他就在地上他周游各地行各样善事。
So wherever Jesus went,
所以耶稣他不管走到哪里
He set people free from sicknesses.
他总是医病
He set people free from evil spirits.
然后赶鬼释放
He demonstrated his authority as a son of God.
他完全去展现出他作为神儿子的那个身份
Over hidden spirit beings.
然后能够胜过所有这一切隐藏躲避这个在 暗中的灵
Let's have a look at an example of it.
那我们来看他其中的一个示范
In Luke chapter 4,
这是在路加福音第四章
And verse 33,
在第三十三节。
Now Jesus was in the synagogue, and there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon.
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼的精气附着，大声喊叫说。
And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Leave us alone! What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
他大声的喊叫说，拿撒勒的耶稣啊，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet! Come out of him."
那耶稣就立刻责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。
And the demon threw him on the ground, and then it came out, but did not hurt him.
鬼就把这个人就摔倒在众人中间，就出了来，再也没有害他。
And they were amazed, and they spoke, "Wow! What word? What authority and power!" He commands unclean spirits, and they come out.
众人都惊讶，彼此对问说，这是什么道理呢？因为他用权柄能力吩咐污鬼，污鬼就出来。
So this man was a believer.
所以首先第一个这一个人他是一个信徒
person who loved God,
是一个爱神的人
came to worship God each week.
他是每一个礼拜他都会到会堂来敬拜神的
But he was troubled by evil spirits.
可是这一个人里面却被这个污鬼搅扰
The Bible says he had an unclean spirit.
这个圣经是形容有一个污鬼污秽的鬼
Most likely that was a spirit of lust.
那这个通常他讲的是一种我们讲说欲念的鬼
We'll talk about this in another session.
这个我们在下一堂课我们会讲到
The man was tormented by the spirits.
那所以这个人被这样的一种欲念的鬼呢搅扰
There was more than one spirit in this man.
那这一个人他在他的里头
Now notice the evil spirits recognized Jesus immediately.
但是首先我们看到是这个污鬼马上认出耶稣
They were terrified of Jesus.
而且一看到就非常害怕
They recognized he's the son of God.
而且认出他就是神的儿子
They recognized the authority upon him.
也认得出他身上的那个权柄
They began to cry out. They were so terrified.
所以他们这些邪灵马上大声喊叫
Notice their prayer, "Leave us alone."
而且你去注意他们讲什么，他说不要来管我们
Evil spirits want to be left alone.
所以这个换句话说，邪灵不希望有人去
So they can carry on the work of destruction.
好让他们可以继续做他们的工作
They don't want you to teach about that.
那我们就是我们接下来谈这个部分
They don't want the church to teach about it.
他们也不喜欢教会来教导他们任何东西
They don't want people to talk about them.
他们也不喜欢听到任何人讲到神的这些东西他们总是希望就躲在一个暗处就好
They're like a spiritual terrorist
那他们就好像是属灵里界灵界里面的恐怖分子
But the presence of the Holy Spirit on Jesus' life
但是在 耶稣身上的这个圣灵
flush the evil spirits to the surface.
他马上就让所有这些显灵都这个邪灵浮现出来。
Jesus confronted them.
然后这个耶稣面对他们
and drove them out of the man.
然后把他们把这个邪灵赶出这个人
的身上。And he was set free from the torment of those spirits.
那这一个人呢，他就完全的就被从这样的一个搅扰得了释放。
And everyone was amazed.
那每一个人都很惊讶。
For they recognized Jesus was not like any other religious leader.
因为旁边的人都认出来，耶稣跟其他的宗教领袖不一样。
Standing as the Son of God,
他是以一个神儿子的身份显现
with authority, the ability to represent God,
带着这个权柄是能够完全来代表神的
and backed up by the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit,
而且是由圣灵的大能在背后来支撑他
and when he confronted evil spirits,
所以当耶稣他来面对这个邪灵
they reluctantly relieved,let go and let the person go.
那这个邪灵他们没有办法，就只好要离开那个人的身上。
So we want to discover more about this.
所以我们待会我们要来更多的来探讨这个部分。
How spirits enter people's lives.
就是邪灵怎么样进入一个人的里面。
What they do when they've got into a person's life.
然后他们进去之后会产生什么影响。
And how you can be free.
接下来要讲你怎么样得释放。
Join us again as we continue this message.
所以待会我们休息后再回来继续。
Welcome back to Good TV, and welcome to our session that we're taking today. Our teaching is on evil spirits, how they enter and how they afflict people.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们好消息电视好消息电视台。然后我们这一次这一个单元，我们要谈的是邪灵怎么样进入一个人里头，然后我们怎么样帮这个人得到释放。
And we saw how God designed man to be His representative in the earth, to represent God as a son.To express His life, His authority and power in the earth.
刚才我们有讲到，神起初创造人的时候，就是要我们成为他在地上的一个代言人，然后让我们能够在地上彰显出他的一切的能力和旨意。
We saw how sin entered, and man lost that relationship, lost his authority, and came under the influence of sin.And demonic spirits.
我们也看到了，就罪怎么样的来到人的心里头，人里面，然后人怎么样犯罪得罪了神，最后以至于我们失去了跟神这样的一个关系。
We also saw in the last session how Jesus came into the synagogue and set a man free who was tormented by unclean spirits.
然后刚才我们有看到的一节经文是，就是耶稣他来到一个会堂里，是面对到一个神的信徒。那但是在他的身上有邪灵，然后耶稣怎么样的把这个邪灵赶出去
？We are not designed to have unclean spirits living in us. We're designed to be connected to the Spirit of God.
神起初创造人的时候呢，就不是要让我们的里面有邪灵进来，而是要让我们的灵人完全是住在神的灵里头。
In Acts chapter 10 and verse 38,
我们来看《使徒行传》第十章三十八节。
It says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.And he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
So Jesus acted as the Son of God.And carried the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, in his life.
所以这边讲到的是耶稣，他完全就是以神儿子的身份在地上，然后带着圣灵还有能力，不断的来彰显。
And he healed all who were oppressed of the devil.
而且讲到他医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
How do evil spirits impact people when they gain access?
那我们要来探讨的是。魔鬼是怎么样的在一个人的身上得到了那个管道可以进入他生命影响他
One word which is often used, perhaps even in your Bible, to describe this is the word possessed.
在我们的中文圣经里头我们会讲到是被鬼附着这样的一个字
This is a very poor translation.
事实上这种翻译并不恰当
And it confuses understanding about this.
然后在教会当中就造成了很多我们的一些的误解。
To possess means to have total ownership over something.
所谓的附着，它好像会有一点暗喻到说，这一个邪灵他完全得着这个人。
So if you're a Christian, you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you can't be owned by a demon at the same time.
可是当一个人成为基督徒之后，我们的生命没有办法再被这个撒旦拥有。
But the Bible uses five distinct different words to describe.The activity of an evil spirit in a person's life.
在圣经里头用了五个不同的字眼，然后来形容邪灵对一个人的作为。
The first one is this one here.
那第一个字叫做 here.
Oppressed by the devil.
那这个讲到的是说是被魔鬼邪灵压迫。
And that word means something like this.
它指的是
to exercise spiritual force and hold someone down.
它就是说一种邪灵权势的一个能力的彰显，然后能够去压倒另外一个人。
It means to exercise dominion over.
那换句话说，好像在他的身上，彰显出一种统治的力量。
So the picture created by that word is evil spirits use spiritual force and push down on you or hold you down, so your freedom is restricted.
那你可以把它想象成说，它这个意思指的就是有一个能力。比这个人的力量还大，然后压在他的身上，让他没有办法有自由，然后活出来。
In the book of Acts, chapter 8 and verse 7.
那这个是在我们来看在《使徒行传》的第八章的第七节。
It says, unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
因为有许多人被巫鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来。
Now that word that's mistranslated possessed,Really is this word.
那这个地方我们中文讲的是附着。
It's the word to hold in the hand or to hold tightly.
它这个的意思真的讲的是指说它是好像抓住这个人紧紧的抓住。
It means to cling on to someone.
或者说紧紧的附在他的身上。
It means to be closely joined to someone.
或甚至是紧到一个程度是好像几乎跟他是完全连接的。
Or it means like to wear a garment.
或者你可以把它想象成穿上一件衣服那样子。
So when an evil spirit afflicts a person,
所以当一个邪灵他来去攻击一个人
，tightly holds onto them,
他是很紧密的去附在他的身上
，clings to them,
完全连接在他的
like
吸附在他的身上，他吸附在他的身上。
And it's almost like wearing a garment. It's a very close attachment.
那紧到一个程度，就好像你穿着一件衣服。
So there's another place this is translated.
那还有在另外一个地方。
In Mark chapter 1.
这个是在马可福音的第一章。
The book of Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章。
In verse 32.
这是在三十二节。
In the evening when the sun was set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon possessed.
天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的。
Now that word possessed again is a bad translation.
那这个附的呢，它的这个我们的翻译也不够恰当。
The word that's used in the original language.
这个在原文里头它使用的。
Means to have a demon.
是讲到说有一个邪灵。
To you have a headache.
比方说你会头痛。
Have a stomach ache.
或者是胃痛。
You have a toothache.
或者你会有牙痛。
You have a demon.
那个就是什么？你就有了邪灵。
So it means like to have a spiritual entity.That's affecting your life.
那换句话说是等于说你有这样的一个邪灵，有这样的一个灵的东西，然后它来影响你整个生命。
In Luke chapter 6 and verse 18.
那我们来看一下路加福音的第六章第十八节。
In verse 18 it says, they came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits.
十八节讲到还有被巫鬼缠磨的也得了医治。
And that word torment means to harass.
这个地方缠磨就好像被骚扰。
It means to crowd around someone like a mob so they can't move.
他就讲到好像是一种他好像一个捆锁一样整个捆住一个人。
It means to press in around a person like a mob and then carry them along.
然后就好像把他用一个整个捆锁把他整个锁住绑住之后然后把他带着走。
So this is a word describing people, the influence of a spirit on a person.
那现在这个讲到的就是呢一个邪灵对一个人可以产生的一种影响的方式。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2,
然后在以弗所书的第二章第二节
it talks about that spirit that works in the children of disobedience.
然后讲到说呢有这样的一个邪灵它是在悖逆之子心中运行的。
The word work is the word energeo, meaning to energize.
那这个地方我们中文讲运行它讲的是
create energy.
给一个人有这样的力量、体力，给他这样的这种活力。
Like for example, when a person gets angry,
比方说一个人他生气
，they're full of energy.
他那个时候生气的时候也是一种能量
，very negative, very destructive energy.
是非常负面而且有摧毁性的这种能量。
So we can understand this.
所以我们就现在明白
，when an evil spirit gains access to a person's life,
当一个邪灵他对一个人的生命开始有办法进来
，it does not usually possess or control all of their life.
他指的并不是说他完全的得着这个人
，but influences a part of them，
而是在他的在这个人的某一个部分产生影响力。
And the way it influences them，
那他影响的方式
is described using these words，
是用我们刚刚看到的几个翻译的这种
方式。The demon exercises force and holds them down。
那这个邪灵他能够在一个人的身上产生这样的力量压制他们，或者是吸附在他们身上。
They have a demon attached to them。
啊，或者是说他有一个东西附着在他的身上。
The demon harasses them and pressures them and moves them in a direction。
或者是搅扰他们，邪灵来搅扰他们，缠绕他们，带着他们走。
The demon energizes problems in their lives。
那或者是邪灵也会在一个人的生命好像产生一种负面的力量。
So when a person is troubled by an evil spirit，
那所以当一个人呢，他受到这样的邪灵影响。
The spirit enters their body and their or their soul。
那这个邪灵它会进入到他们的身体或者是魂的部分
pressure, force, energy, and affliction in the person's life.
产生一些的压力压迫、或者是这样的一种、我们讲说的刚刚讲说、这样的一种负面的这种能量
So how does this affect their life?
那它带来的影响是什么
Well, in a number of ways
它有很多方面
Firstly, the spiritual senses
比方说是灵里方面的这种感官力
become blinded
它灵里 变盲目的
affects us seeing properly
那他没有办法很清楚地看见
affects us hearing the voice of God,
也没有办法完全听见神的声音
can affect the atmosphere around us,
也会影响我们周遭的整个气氛
so we feel constant pressure or heaviness or oppression,
以至于我们好像常常的不知不觉就会觉得是活在一种压力底下
they affect the thought life,
然后也会影响他的思想
so people become negative and have mindsets,
所以会有的人他会有这种负面的一些思想
they have doubt and can't believe their mind is troubled,
或者会有一些的怀疑，然后很难去相信神的话。
Demons affect the emotions。
那邪灵也会影响这个人的情绪。
Bringing pain or sorrow or bringing back memories of past difficulties。
啊，常常会让他想起一些很痛苦的回忆，或者让他心里头就是觉得忧伤、哀伤。
Stirring rejection and anger and bitterness。
或者是觉得有愤怒，有这种被拒绝等等。
Demons can affect the will。
那这个邪灵也会影响一个人的意志力。
The person becomes passive。
啊，让一个人变得消极、被动。
Unresponsive,
或者是、不容易有任何的回应反应，或者是让他更强烈的是悖逆。
They affect the relationships we have.
那也影响我们跟人的关系。
Stirring conflict and creating problems.
在人际关系产生很多的冲突。
They can affect the body.
也会影响一个人的身体。
With sicknesses or weaknesses.
比方说会有疾病或者是软弱、孱弱。
Or with, sexual sin.
或者是产生性方面的这个罪
or with addictions.
或者是 很多上瘾的行为
They can also affect our circumstances.
那也会影响我们的一些的光景境况
Creating cycles of problems and defeat and failure in our life.
比方说产生一种恶性循环然后我们好像一直不断的有失败或错误
Jesus said in John 10 verse 10
但是耶稣他在约翰福音第十章十节说
The thief has come to steal, kill and destroy
说这个恶者他们来敌人来是要造、杀害偷窃毁坏
But I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly
但是他说我来是要给人生命而且是给的更丰盛
So when a person、experiences demonic spirits within them
所以当一个人他的生命里头开始感受到有邪灵影响
They are not possessed, totally owned by the demon
这个指的不是说他百分之百的被魔鬼得着
But they're under the grip of spiritual force and pressure and manipulation.
而是指说他生命里头有某些部分被邪灵好像给抓住勾住一样以至于邪灵可以来影响他。
And the most common thing they say after they've been set free,
那通常这样的人他一旦得了释放之后他们会说的话是
I feel lighter.
啊，我觉得轻省多了。
I feel freer.
啊，我觉得自由多了。
The noise in my head is gone.
我耳朵常常听到的一些声音没了
Something's gone from me.
好像有什么东西离开我
So how do evil spirits enter people's lives?
那邪灵怎么样进入一个人的生命呢
In Ephesians chapter 4
在以弗所书的第四章
And verse 27
第二十七节
Ephesians 4 verse 27
以弗所书第四章二十七节
Tells us this
他讲到
It says give no place to the devil
也不可给魔鬼留地步
The word place is a word in the original language meaning a legal right.
这个所谓的地步，它在原文里头讲的是给他合法的权利。
God has set natural laws in place.
因为神他已经有在自然界都有他的一个定律。
God has set spiritual laws in place.
在灵界里头也有神的一个法则在。
When we violate spiritual laws,
那一旦我们触犯了灵界里头的定律
，evil spirits have a right to access.
邪灵他就得到一个合法的管道可以进入。
So the devil's strategy is always the same.
所以魔鬼他的这个策略永远都一样
，Not much changes。
他好像到现在都没什么改变。
He sows thoughts into your mind。
第一个，他会在你的思想意念里头撒种
，Tempting you to believe。
然后改变你的想你的信念
，God is not loving and kind。
让你觉得神他没有慈爱
，God can't be trusted to look after your welfare。
让你觉得神他没有办法来管来看顾你供应你一切
需求。You can sin and it won't have any consequences。
然后你可以尽量犯罪，也不会有任何后果。
And if you want to get ahead。
然后如果你想要能够成功
yourself,
对就应该靠你自己努力
want,
然后就任意妄为无所谓
course, leads people to sin, and sin opens the door for the spirits to enter.
这样的信念一旦进入一个人的心里头他就会开始去犯罪离开神的道路
so, evil spirits cannot just enter a person's life
那魔鬼他没有办法尽情的就进入到一个人心里
they need some doorway opened to gain access
他们必须是要有门能够打开他才有管道进来
if no doorway is opened
如果这个门没有打开
they can't enter the person's life
邪灵是没有办法进入到一个人的生命里
so there are different ways that we can open a doorway for spirits to enter
所以对人来讲我们有 很多不同的方式才会在 不自觉当中就打开了
the first is through legal rights
第一个就是透过一个合法的权利
if you violate the laws of God
那个指的是我们如果 违背了神的法律
you create an opportunity for a spirit to come through
那我们就等于是触犯了神的律法也就让魔鬼可以进来
it's like you broke a hedge of protection and opened up a breach
触犯了神的律法我们就好像是破坏了神对我们的那个保护和遮盖
so some sins will open the door immediately
所以比方说是有一些罪我们一旦犯了之后马上就会开了这个门
it's after a period of time
有一些呢这个门是会在稍后才会打开
so what are some of the doorways that are opened
那我们来看有哪一些门会这样子打开让魔鬼进来
one is the area of generational curses or generational iniquity
第一个就是家族祖先的这样的一个咒诅或祖先的犯罪
when you sin the consequences of your sincan affect the next generation.
当一个人他犯罪的时候，他这个罪后面的影响会甚至会来到他的这个后代。
So generational curse.
所以祖先的这样咒诅。
Is someone violating God's laws?
指的是有一个人他曾经犯罪，违背神的律法。
A demon enters their life.
那然后邪灵进入他们的生命。
And now a pattern of sin and failure comes down the family line.
以至于这样的一个犯罪的模式，还有这种堕落的模式，就进入他整个家族里。
There are a number of ways we can open the doors directly to evil spirits.
那还有其他的一些的方式，会让我们让魔鬼可以进来。
Idolatry, bowing down to worship idols.
那第二个就是这个拜偶像的罪。
The worship of false gods will open your life to evil spirits.
敬拜一个虚假的神，也会让邪灵进入一个人的生命。
Occult activity.
那再来就是异端邪术。
All practices of divination and fortune telling.
那或者是像算命的、行邪术这种，就是通灵的东西。
All practices of magic.
还有这种我们所谓的法术
These will open the doorway for evil spirits directly.
只要有接触过这些东西也会让魔鬼进入人的生命
Sexual sin will open the doorway for evil spirits.
另外一个就是在性方面的犯罪也会让邪灵进来
Bitterness and unforgiveness.
还有再来就是这个苦毒还有不饶恕人
Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 18:35.
那耶稣他在马太福音的第十八章里面有讲到
That if we refuse to forgive those who've hurt us.
当我们拒绝去饶恕那些伤害我们的人
A doorway is open for evil spirits to enter.
那我们就会让魔鬼进入到我们里面。
So bitterness is one of the main reasons that people remain tormented and sick. They've opened the door to evil spirits.
所以你会发现这个苦毒呢，也是一个很主要的一个管道，会让魔鬼进入人的生命，让他生病。
Hatred.Which gives rise to murder will open the door for evil spirits.
再来就是仇恨，仇恨会让一个人就会走向一个像杀人这样的罪，以至于魔鬼会进入。
Lying will open the door to evil spirits.
说谎也会让魔鬼进入。
Rebelling.
然后再悖逆。
Dishonoring, disrespecting those God's placed in our lives.
或者是不尊荣这个神放在我们生命之上的一个权柄。 比方说父母
This will open the door to cursing and evil spirits.
所以不敬重父母也会让魔鬼他我们也会打开门让魔鬼进来
Addictions to alcohol and drugs and other kinds of things, pornography.
酒瘾、毒瘾或对色情的上瘾的行为，这些上瘾的行为也会
Abortions.
还有堕胎
Manipulating people and trying to control them.
或者想要去操控人，然后达到我们个人的目的，这个也会。
All of these things break the laws of God and open the way for spirits to enter our life.
所有刚刚举的例子都是直接在触犯了神的法令律法，然后会让魔鬼，我们就等于打开门让魔鬼进来。
A second major doorway for spirits to enter our life.
然后另外一个很主要的一个管道，第二个。
Is the area of wounds and traumas.
是指人他所受过的一些创伤。
For example, a wound, when you cut your arm,
创伤比方说我们来看当我们的手被割伤
then the arm becomes vulnerable to infection.
那一旦割开了之后细菌就很容易进来感染
So when you cut your arm,
所以我们不小心割伤了
starts to bleed,
那它就会开始流血
You need to stop the bleeding, the loss of life.
那我们首先就先要这个止血
And you need to protect the wound.
止血完之后，我们要保护这个伤口。
The wound is kept open.
那如果这个伤口一直让它暴露
，then it's very sensitive.
就会变得很脆弱。
It's very painful if anyone touches it.
而且只要有人碰到伤口就会痛。
And it's very easy for infection to get in.
然后也很容易受到细菌感染。
When people are hurt by others.
所以当一个人他受伤
，in life and in relationships.
在他的人生当中，在人际关系当中
，if we don't resolve this through forgiveness.
那如果这一切没有透过饶恕来解决
，spirits can use that opportunity.
邪灵就会用那种机会
to enter our life,
进入一个人的生命
reminding us of the hurt we've suffered,
不断地让他去想起他过去的这个创伤
increasing anger and rejection and bitterness,
就造成很多的会引起很多的这种愤怒或苦毒或不饶恕
So a wound is a hurtful experience we have in life.
所以这种的创伤伤口指的是我们在人生当中经历到的一些创痛
There are multiple ways which we can be hurt by people.
当然我们知道我们在人际关系当中有数不完的方式会受伤
The trauma is a far more serious experience.
那我们所谓的这种创伤呢它其实有一点像是我们在医药界里面所经历到
It's an experience that overwhelms us.
那这样子这种创伤呢它指的是说是一种超过我们能够承受的一种伤害
overwhelmed by fear.
那比方说恐惧
or overwhelmed by pain.
或者是痛苦
It's something that's so severe on us.
这种创痛它非常的严重
It has a major impact on us
非常的强烈所以对我们也会产生一种很重大的影响
In a later session we'll describe this in more detail
这个在我们后面的课程会讲到
So when we have a traumatic experience such as an accident
所以比方说我们经历过一个人如果经历过很大的这种很严重的意外伤害
The demonic spirits use that impact on our lifeto come into our life and stop the healing.
那邪灵就很容易进入这个人的里面然后开始去影响他让他没有办法得到完全的医治。
So people can have a whole variety of traumatic experiences through life.
对一个人来讲他可以有透过在不同的境况里头然后去受到这种重大的这种创痛。
Different people are affected by the same event in different ways.
那我们比方说不同的人对于同样的一个事故他会产生不同的这种反应
So a child can be traumatized in the womb
比方说一个小孩子他可能在这个母腹当中的时候就受伤了
Deeply impacted by the mother's desire to abort or an attempted abortion
就是当他的这个母亲在怀孕的时候就一直想要去堕胎其实母亲的那个情感和想法就已经会影响他
Impacted by violence or fear the mother has experienced during the pregnancy
或者是母亲在怀孕的当中她经历到一些暴力性的一些的伤害她也会影响到孩子
It can be traumas at birth, childhood
那或者是这个孩子在出生的时候或在这个童年时期她受伤
Traumas in teenage, traumas in adult life
青少年时期或成人时期受到的伤害
Adoption can be a trauma
那或者是这种认养她被人认养
Rejection can be a trauma
拒绝也会造成这种创伤
Abandonment can be a trauma
或者是被遗弃也会
Divorce of parents can be a trauma
父母的离婚也会
The death of someone loved can be a trauma
或者他所爱的人死亡他失去这个人也会
An extended sickness can be traumatic
那或者是他这种长期性的一种疾病也会
Some physical deformity or learning lack can create traumatic experiences at school
或者是他在 这个人他本身有某一方面能力的障碍或学习的障碍也会造成。
Surgery can be traumatic.
手术也会造成。
Sexual abuse is always traumatic.
或者在这个性的部分他遭受到一些的虐待也会。
Physical abuse is traumatic.
或者是身体上肉体上面的一些的虐待。
Motor vehicle accident or some other accident.
或者是在其他的部分我们说要遇到一些意外事故。
Experiences at school can be traumatic.
在这个学校求学时期遇到的伤害。
I've talked to so many people.
我跟很多人聊过天。
And they can remember vividly a humiliating experience at school.
从他们口中，我听到说，他们到后来成人之后，还是很清楚的记得他们在学校遇到一些伤害。
Experiences with evil spirits can be traumatic.
那或者是他本身就是在灵界里头看过一些邪灵，然后遇到一些的产生的创痛。
Natural disasters
或者天灾造成的。
Experiences of war or conflict zones
或者是战争这一些的经历也会。
Evil spirits use these to enter a person's life.
邪灵很容易的用我们刚刚讲的这些东西进入一个人。
And the third major doorway
好，第三个主要的管道。
The doorway that evil spirits enter
就是这个让邪灵进入人里面。
Is the response people makes to trauma.
就是我们人对这种创痛产生的一种回应。
How we respond when we've gone through fear or pain.
我们对于恐惧或者是痛苦的那种回应也会让这个邪灵进来。
So it can be denial.
比方说我们选择就是否认。
We can lie to ourselves about what's happened.
对我们自己说谎说没有发生过这种事情。
And avoid facing it.
然后逃避这些事情。
Ungodly attachments take place.
或者是这种不属神的、不敬虔的一种这种依附关系。
We can become attached to traumas, attached to people who hurt us.
依附在这种我们的创痛底下，或依附在伤害过我们的人。
Bitter judgments we make as a result of being hurt.
或者是我们因为这种创痛，然后产生的一种苦读的一种论断或批评。
Inner vows we make that will protect ourselves from being hurt again.
还有一些内在的誓言，为了要保护我们产生的内在誓言。
I'll never let anyone near me again.
比方说，讲说我绝对不会再让人靠近我。
I'll never be like my
father. 我也绝对不会像我爸爸那样。
I'll never be like my mother.
我绝对不会像我妈妈那样。
All of these inner vows to protect ourselves reflect that we're hurt.And that we have judged the person concerned.
这一类的内在誓言，其实它都是反映出我们所受过的这种创伤，然后呢，也拦阻我们没有办法再去靠近神。
Sometimes people curse themselves and make death wishes.
或者有一些人，他就这种内在誓言是咒诅自己要死。
Or form beliefs in their heart, which are just basically agreements with lies.
那或者他在里面就产生了一种内在的信念，那种都是谎言。
Or they become involved in addictive behaviors, alcohol and drugs, to try and dull the pain.
或者他们就开始去产生一种上瘾的行为，比方说是借过。喝酒或者是吸毒，然后让自己不再去想起这些伤痛。
So those three main areas.
所以我们刚刚谈到有三个主要管道。
Legal rights breaking the laws of God.
那第一个就是透过我们自己违背神的律法。
Traumatic experiences.
第二个是一种很巨大的创痛。
And then reacting to trauma.
那第三个就是我们对创痛采取的反应。
But here's the good news.
那但是我有一个好消息。
Jesus said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
耶稣说这个盗贼他来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
But I have come that you might have life.
但是我来是要给人生命。
And that you might have it in abundance.
而且是得的更丰盛。
Jesus Christ wants to enter your life.
所以耶稣他进入你的生命。
To impart His Spirit into you.
要把他的灵给你。
And restore so that you are now in connection with God as Father.
让你能够恢复，然后成为神的儿子，跟他有父子的关系。
And He wants to set you free from tormenting spirits.
而且他要你释放你，让你完全脱离这样的一个缠绕的灵。
Please join us again.
所以欢迎你再收看我们下一次的节目。
As we share how to be set free.
我们会教导你怎么样的得到自由。
God bless.